Let's travel around the NFL and Major League Baseball, if you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the Bob and Rob Show from FoxSports.com. Swollen Dome is the website as well. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, an Earl Weaver photo sounds pretty sweet for the man cave, doesn't it?
As a man who was once referenced as Earl Weaver while coaching corporate softball, that's right, corporate co-ed softball for the managerial displays, I can get fired up about something like that.
So you want bananas on the umps. Is that what you're trying to say, Mike?
I had my moments. I certainly did. You go back to me as a third grader kicking dirt on an umpire. So, you know, I certainly was inspired by the great Earl Weaver.
Speaking of inspired, Randy Moss was uninspired last year, I guess. That's why he retired from the NFL, but seems to have a desire to return. I guess the Saints are going to work him out, a couple of other clubs as well. What about Randy Moss? What's the risk versus reward factor with him at this stage?
Well, the big thing is to make him understand you're not the number one option. Wherever you come, be it New Orleans, which has so many issues to discuss, just the hotbed of activity, and the Super Bowl host for the coming year. But you've got a guy, you know, are you willing to be the number two or number three option? Speed-wise, size-wise, I don't think you're seeing a big drop-off. And certainly the wide receiver position across the NFL this year, we saw the dearth of talent at a lot of teams, and the thing that held a lot of teams back, including the Patriots, when you looked at that final game. They didn't have a guy to stretch, particularly with Gronkowski hobbled. So it'll be interesting to see where he ends up.
You mentioned the Saints, and they've been involved in a lot of off-the-field and off-season, if you will, NFL drama. We'll start with the bounty gate, and this one's going to have some legs for sure. Greg Williams called into Sheriff Goodell's office, among others. How do you see this one playing out, and who are some of the other people that are going to get sucked into the controversy?
Boy, I tell you, I've got like 9 pages of notes in front of me just trying to make heads or tails of how I truly feel. The gut says it's a violent game based on violent collisions with violent people being paid a lot of money to deliver big hits. So what, you know, constitutes a big hit versus, you know, when you start throwing the term bounty around versus incentivizing, and, you know, where there's a difference in terminology. Remember, you know, just several years ago on a prominent network that shall not be named, they had a segment called Jacked Up.
That's right.
Where they got all excited about big hits, and you sold videotapes and DVDs and made a ton of money on it. But it's Roger Goodell's New World Order with all the lawsuits starting to come out, the Dave Duerson one being the latest, and probably many more lining up behind that, where you start thinking about, you know, the ramifications of a system, particularly when you have the Ornstein story. That's the part that makes it a little more unsavory, when you start thinking about the potential of leaking into the gambling element, the second side of, you know, why the NFL has the popularity that it does. So it starts getting ugly. But I have 2 questions for it.
Yes.
One, did Drew Brees and the offense, you know, they always say they have separate locker rooms, right? Everybody always says defense does their thing, offense does. Drew Brees just got tagged, and, you know, does he know about all this stuff? The other side, Jeff Fisher, always, you know, put up as the guy on the competition committee and good friend of Greg Williams. What did he know about all this stuff? He just hired him in St. Louis.
Yep, and Williams goes back to the Oiler days with Fisher, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Right. You go all the way back. So, you know, I want to know where, when he decides to make a statement about this as a guy that just hired him, and don't tell me that stuff like this hasn't come up in the competition committee over the last 14, 15 years of Fisher's involvement.
So what happens with Williams? Do you think he gets suspended? And then second part of this, does it possibly trickle down even to Sean Payton here?
Oh, I believe it does. I think the Ornstein thing is the one that, and the paper trail of, hey, here's the dollar amounts for different line items. And I think, you know, Sean Payton, you know, they could try as they are with Joe Gibbs, you know, saying, hey, he had no knowledge of this. I don't know that you're able to do that any longer with Williams. And when we looked at what the dollar amounts are, James Harrison, we talked about it on the show I do on Sunday morning right away, going, wow, I can't wait to hear what he's got to say about this, as a guy who Roger Goodell has, you know, basically scheduled weekly meetings with him to see how he's coming along in the new look NFL rules. I mean, he's a guy that's lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. You go down the line, guys that have been fined a ton of cash. Well, you know, if you're going to make the example of safety and making safety job number one, Greg Williams is going to be fined an awful lot of money, probably going to sit out the year would be my guess. Sean Payton probably not too far behind, and then you start wondering about the laundry list of players, Vilma being at the top of the list at the moment, but certainly others will come down, and then he's got to make the hard choice of do you go back after former employers too.
Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com, joining us here on the Bob and Rob Show, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney flying solo today. Mike joining us via courtesy the Al Packer Ford Hotline. Franchise tags have been handed out, and you mentioned Drew Brees got tagged in a big way, as a matter of fact. But any surprises out there as far as players who were not tagged? Vincent Jackson comes to mind in San Diego.
I think that's the one that would be there first and foremost, and the fact that the Colts used the tag on Robert Mathis and then immediately signed him to a deal. So that one still leaves you scratching your head a little bit. But I think those are the two that stand out. The fact that, you know, the Texans decided not to tag Foster, but instead gave him the long-term money when the trend has been not to go in deep and long-term on running backs. Perhaps a different type of player, perhaps looking at the film, they said, hey, he hasn't taken, has it been good about not taking the direct hit and so on. But we saw with Forte and with Ray Rice that they both got tagged, so I was expecting more of the same. So a little bit surprised that the running back got paid.
Peyton Manning, his days in Indianapolis could be numbered here, and I know, Mike, that apparently on the Zapruder film, he threw the ball very well with a lot of pace and spirals all over the place. But what ultimately happens here in the next couple of days? Will he be gone from Indianapolis, and how long will the line be of potential suitors to bring him in?
Yeah, I think you're going to see him gone. And now the question is, do you take 20 seconds of tape to give a guy $20 million if you're the Indianapolis Colts? I think you're moving on, and you know, he's going to take Reggie Wayne with him wherever he goes. The other question going back to Indianapolis is, what the hell was Pierre Garçon thinking if he turned down that 5-year, $30 million deal or whatever the
Who's
hell
Who's he think he is, Raymond Barry?
I don't know. That money started, like, when that report came out, that was the most head-scratching thing I've ever seen, unless he's just had it with the organization, which, hey, could be the case given all the givens the last couple months. But when it's all said and done, the Packers didn't do anything with Matt Flynn, so he'll be out here. So that takes one of the suitors off the list when you're looking at Miami and you're looking at, you know, some of these other squads in need of a quarterback, Washington and so on. Those are two of the dominoes that fall as we start talking about what St. Louis can get for the Robert Griffin III, the rights to trade up to grab him. So that's the other question and the domino that falls in the Peyton Manning sweepstakes. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him take a long, hard trip down to Miami, and where that might be the ultimate destination.
Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com, SwollenDome.com, joining us here on the Bob and Rob Show. Bob Haney, all alone today, Mike. Just me, myself, and I, like De La Soul said way back when.
You know,
yeah, I pulled that out.
Some great arguments today, too, over some of this stuff. Some volatile issues floating around.
How about this? And you and I rarely talk college hoops, but what about Syracuse and the Bernie Fine drama has been front and center, and that's not done by any stretch of the imagination. But what about these potential violations, drug use, positive drug tests, and players still being allowed to participate in the NCAA? Unnamed players, at least 10 of them.
Welcome to the NCAA. The New World Order. If you're winning, it goes out the table for a while, because we hadn't heard about this for quite a while.
Right.
You know, it'd been on their road to this NCAA tournament. It'd been awful quiet since the preseason stuff. So now it becomes the question, and we had the big, you know, story off UCLA last week as well. Be interesting to see the fallout, but it looks like, you know, they're not going to do anything until after. And then, as we know, when you go to try and retroactively take wins, titles, whatever away, everybody just scoffs and laughs at it because all the money's been spent anyway.
Mike, forget about Albert Pujols and C.J. Wilson and the Angels and the Dodgers and everything going on there, and Kobe Bryant not having any rivals and the Clippers. But yes, the Clippers. Clipper Darryl was told not to use that name any longer. How are people surviving out west?
The fact that he did it long enough. I mean, nobody cared about the Clippers, so he was
right
able to take claim, and they gave him tickets. And I mean, he was the version of dancing Homer. Remember when he was dancing along the baby elephant?
Oh, the Isotopes. Yes,
exactly.
The Simpsons.
Yeah, dancing Homer. Same guy. Ultimately, though, when it became hip to start looking at the Clippers again, and they started realizing, hey, we're making money, here and there off of the team again with merchandising and stuff, all of a sudden it became, wait a minute, we've got this guy out here making cash. And it sounded like, you know, from everything you hear out here in Los Angeles, that they made a good faith effort of saying, hey, just let us know what you're doing in terms of this off, you know, you're getting your merchandising and your revenue streams going. And, well, that he wasn't being very compliant with such a request. And, you know, obviously you own the brand. You're trying to make sure that you have representatives out there that stand for whatever it is Donald Sterling stands for, and there's certainly some stories floating about him adding to the mountain that we already knew about. But, you know, I had much ado about nothing. The guy hasn't paid for tickets for years. He should have been happy that the gravy train lasted as long as it did.
Yeah, he made a buck, and they got popular, and the NBA said, nah, 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 nah.
That's all of a sudden, they're the flagship squad, you know, one of those with the rising stars, you know, couldn't make a couple of free throws last night.
Right.
But the bottom line is everybody's, you know, starting to pay attention to this young team, particularly once the Lakers weren't able to get the Chris Paul deal done. And he goes, well, same building, just different locker room, and away you go. So it's an interesting situation. The guy got a lot of national pub for it. And whatever he ends up calling himself, I'm sure there'll be a minor league team happy to throw a bunch of money at him to climb on that wagon and take that publicity.
He's Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com, SwollenDome.com. Mike, tell everybody about the websites.
Pumped up, fired up. It's spring training baseball. Can you get the excitement in my voice?
Hey, Brian Mattis got lit up yesterday. He's in mid-season form.
Stole the joke right out from under me. Hey, you know, we've got the first rankings up, catcher, first base, second base, third coming. The rest of the positions will be up a little later. I even designed a nice fancy logo for y'all to download.
Word.
And get an iron on your T-shirts as you roll. We'll be talking a little bit more about the bounty system. We've got some quotes. We had Corey Chavis, former safety, on the show the other day, so transcribing his comments. He had some pretty telling stuff about the incentivization. Try saying that five times really fast, Bob.
Can't do it.
Coming up. And then, obviously, NCAA bracket game. FoxSports.com. Try to win your $1 million.
Fear the Greyhound, Mike Harmon. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, congratulations on that. That was a fun story to watch last night.
And Jimmy Patzos, friend of the program, a cool guy, and taking his team to the dance, the only school representing from the state of Maryland this year.
Now,
unfortunately.
I just hope that my Northwestern squad somehow finds that.
They're on the bubble. They're on the bubble, right?
First time ever, if they can pull off a win or two here in the Big Ten tournament.
Well, good luck to that. And never, for those of you who don't know, Northwestern never dancing at all in the NCAAs. They're due, right?
Yeah, and well, I'm like Clipper Darrell. I wear the purple jacket and dance, but I actually paid for my education, so I'm allowed to.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your week. When we talk next Tuesday, we'll be breaking some brackets.
Outstanding. Take care of yourself, my friend.
All right, brother.